name of that other thing we saw today. I want to say Shaka, but now it's not
right. Shakar or something.
No, it's... What's that damn monkey? Or yeah, research monkey. Shamaka or something.
Shamaka. Yeah. That sounds right.
Shakma. Shakma.
Yeah. That just sounds like, what's his face? Enemy mine. Shakma.
Yeah. Right.
What's his god's name? Like the god from Enemy Mine is Shakma.
You know, we watched this on the show, but I can't. Could be Shakma. I mean, it's close enough for me. Let's go with it.
Greetings, programs. Welcome to Coming Attractions On. Come on. It's still good. I'm your undefeated champion, Reagan. And with me, as always, is my brother, Ryan.
Hello there. And joining us is our other brother, Box Office Rob.
Hey.
Along for the ride is our producer, E. Together, we are Co-G. 1 + 1 is the one. In our next feature, starring Jet Li, and also Jet Li. When is the last time you guys have watched the movie The One? Are you familiar with the movie The
One? I have seen it. I saw it in 2002, maybe.
I really thought you were going to be like, I saw it in theaters. And I was going to be like, what?
No.
Nope. But you saw it in 2001.
Maybe. I don't know. Now that you said Jet Li, it sounds familiar.
Yeah, there's like different copies of him.
Yeah, but it sounds familiar. Maybe I did. I don't know. I can't tell you much about it.
I also watched a lot of Jet Li movies around it, like the Romeo and Romeo Must Die.
Okay. Sounds familiar.
I'm trying to think of the other. Shizmat. I was like, what's Shizmat? that's something else that probably got cut out of this. Yeah. But Romeo Must Die. Didn't he do a movie with DMX? Or is that Romeo? Is DMX and Romeo Must Die?
You're asking me like I'm some kind of Romeo Must Die expert.
Cradle to the Grave. That's what I was thinking of.
He did Unleashed around this time. So, Ryan, you just don't watch Jet Li movies. What's the last Jet Li movie you've watched? Expendables? Kiss the Dragon. I love that movie.
I feel like I've seen a bunch, but none of these titles you're throwing out sound familiar. I mean, Expendables sounds familiar, but none of the others sound familiar.
I think that's just recent. That's
what right.
Go watch Fist of Legend.
I might have seen Fist of Legend.
Yeah. You've definitely seen it with us.
I've seen a bunch. I just don't know the names or... could tell you any significant
the
part
places
of it.
Or the right, people. Right,
that's what I just said. Nothing significant, but I've watched quite a few Jet Li movies. Just can't place a thing about them.
Watching the Lethal Weapon 4?
I believe I saw Lethal Weapon 4. Yes.
Weefle Weapon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean you believe you saw it? Chris Rock?
Yes, I saw Lethal Weapon 4.
All right. You should have watched all the Lethal Weapons.
Well, I have not watched the series.
Well, you should watch the series, but don't get me started on that again.
Yeah.
I'm past my Lethal Weapon addiction. I haven't watched. I mean, it's over now. Spoilers, it ended. I don't remember how, but I haven't gone back
probably
to rewatch
with a Subway advertisement. Just imagine how it ended.
I think I was over it by that point. Okay. Once Stifler comes in, it's not as it just wasn't the same show. But back to The One. Do you think this movie that you guys don't really remember is gonna hold up? Also, I really remember nothing because I watched everything in that like 4-year window that would come out. Didn't he do another movie with Statham? War.
Yeah.
I didn't watch that one. Hero. I have that one.
Hero.
I watched Hero.
Yeah.
Hero sounds familiar. I think I saw Hero.
I can't wait till this game is Jet Li movie or not Jet Li movie for Ryan.
You could have made up every one of these titles and I would have been like, okay, good.
Yeah, I could just be like Brave.
Yep.
Fighter.
What do you got against Jet Li?
Nothing. I don't.
What do you do to you?
Nothing. No problem with Jet Li. I'm sure this movie will hold as well as it ever been, and I'll forget it 3 months after we watch it, apparently. So.
I mean, I guess that keeps it fresh. You get, you have, like, the memento disease.
Right, for this.
Just Jet Li movies, so you can just be, like, wowed by him over and over again, and I mean, you're going to forget it, but each time's your first time watching a Jet Li movie. That could be good.
Yeah. Like 50 First Dates.
No, it's funny you bring that up. Stay tuned.
You keep threatening.
I know. Look, Adam Sandler just put out a real serious trailer for a space movie. Yep. Adam Sandler in space should be funny. I'm really annoyed it's not a comedy. I clicked on that.
A lot of non-comedy.
That's fine. It was just me. The look of the thumbnail, I thought, oh, that's going to be something funny. He's going to have hijinks with aliens, and it's not that movie, and I'm kind of disappointed.
And just to be clear, you finished the trailer?
No.
Okay, I didn't think you would.
No, absolutely not. Once it started to get really serious, I was like, what the fuck is this garbage? I want ha-has. I don't need
that. Maybe the end of the trailer was full of yucks.
Rob wasn't.
Yeah.
No.
But once I saw the other thing that he talks to, I was like, oh, Ray's gonna hate this.
The weird, like, squid. I saw, like, the alien monster thing with, like, the arms. Yeah. Right.
I wouldn't have called it. I wouldn't have described it that way.
It's like a arm monster. It's like a little. I didn't pay attention that much. I was really out of the trailer.
It's quite clear you did not.
Yeah.
Like, Ryan, I think you described it a different way, right?
If I had clicked the link because I was awake. Okay. Yeah, because I was asleep all day yesterday. I apologize. Anyway, something knocked me out. I haven't been back to watch through the feed yet to see all these things.
I would have called it a large spider.
Oh, maybe. Maybe I could see that. I saw it was more round in the middle.
You know, maybe I didn't pay that much attention, but I thought, and I was like, oh, that looks like a large spider. Ray probably clicked off this immediately.
No, that, actually, now that you say spider, it did remind me of, what's the robot kill movie on Netflix? The anthology series?
Love, Death, and Robots.
They have the one where the spider lady is, like, putting memories in the guys. The Last Star of Arcturus or something. It's fucking great.
Oh, yeah.
It's horrifying. Yeah, at the end. I mean, spoilers, Ryan, for something you're not even gonna know how, you don't even know how to find it.
That's a great episode.
It's my favorite
horror story. Yeah.
Right. You're not gonna watch Love and Robots.
You've told me to. Really, I should watch it.
You really should.
But this is one like short in it where it's a utopia future and it turns out it's a spider alien putting memories into an astronaut's head.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's really bleak at the end.
I like it.
Yeah. It was the best thing. It was my favorite.
So the one.
Yeah. So it has nothing to do with the one. Gently stop being attacked by a spider alien.
Hey, we know
that. I remember.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You do remember. All right.
No, I don't. How funny would it be?
spider alien.
But it's on Netflix right now as we're recording. It is going away February 1st. I'm trying to think when this. Reveal is coming out, so you might be able to get it on Netflix depending on our release schedule. If not, there's a rumor it's going to be on Tubi and you can check it out on Tubi. So let's go watch The One. Let's go watch this movie. Let's go watch this trailer. End of line.
In a world where there can be more than one man will discover that he is merely one of 125 ones. Starring Jet Li's Jason Statham with hair and Delroy Lindo with hair. Be one with yourself and go 1v1 v1v1. The fate of the multiverse rests in the hands of The One.